Hi there. Welcome to the explainer for the Neutrino Watch podcast feed. The Neutrino Watch operator's manual, if you will. I can't tell you much about what's actually on this feed. I can only tell you how it works. Neutrino Watch is a daily podcast, but in a different way than you're probably used to. You can see that there are currently 11 episodes in the feed, and while they look like they were published a while ago, the contents of every episode changes every day. Maybe if I introduce myself, you'll understand a little better. My name is Jamie. My favourite colour is yellow. I live in Mumbai. I have a pet snake. Their name is Gus. All of those things might be true today, but tomorrow maybe my favourite colour will be taupe. I'll move cities or get a new pet. I could even change my name. There are lots of good reasons to do that. One day I'll turn up at your door and you'll say, "Hi, Jamie." And I'll say, "No, that's not my name. My name's Wendy." But I'll still be the same old me. Still the same old Wendy. If you don't believe me, try deleting this episode and downloading it again tomorrow. Maybe I'll be having a taupe day. That's how Neutrino Watch works. The audio changes, but it's still the same show with the same feed. To hear what's changed, you'll need to delete and re-download each episode, or stream it in your browser or podcatcher each day. Or you could unsubscribe and resubscribe. But you don't have to listen to each episode over and over again. You can just listen once and know that what you heard is special to today. Tomorrow it won't be quite the same. Occasionally, you'll see a new episode with a new name. Those will be totally new, but that won't happen every day. Oh, and one last thing. It's best to listen to Neutrino Watch as fresh as possible. Once an episode has fallen from its tree, it starts to spoil quite fast. So download the episode and listen to it straight away, or stream it. Listen to it fresh from the cow. Computer. How's that?
Great, Wendy. We'll see you same time tomorrow then.